Any examples used are for illustrative purposes only and do not take into account your particular investment objectives, financial situation, or needs, and may not be suitable for all investors. It is not intended to predict the performance of any specific investment and is not a solicitation or recommendation of any investment strategy.
You're tuned into the Retirement Planning Pipeline, the show that helps you take control of your financial future, whether you're 5 to 10 years from retirement or just getting started. We've got the strategies, tools, and experience to help make the most of your nest egg. Retirement Planning Specialist David Pipes is a trusted voice in retirement planning, helping Americans navigate 401k rollovers, income planning, tax strategies, and everything in between. Now, let's dive into today's show and start paving the way to your smooth retirement. Alongside retirement specialist David Pipes, here's your host, Jim Terabocchia.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to this week's edition, a brand new episode of the Retirement Planning Pipeline, the show that delivers expert insights, actionable advice, and real-world financial strategies to help you retire confidently and comfortably. Thank you for making our show a part of your weekend. I'm your host, Jim Terabocchia, alongside retirement planning specialist David Pipes. We'll talk to David in just a moment. 5 steps to catch up on your retirement plan today. We dive into part 2, assessing your current financial situation properly. Over the next month or so, David and I will be presenting a series centered around helping you catch up on your retirement plan, outlining 5 actionable steps to take right now to ensure a rock-solid retirement plan so you can enjoy your golden years. Coming up on today's show, you can't fix what you don't measure. What does that mean? We'll explain. Plus assets, liabilities, and the numbers that truly matter. And the gap reveal. Are you ahead, behind, or in trouble? That's all coming up. But first, before we get the show started, I want to encourage our listeners to go ahead and schedule your 100% complimentary consultation with retirement planning specialist David Pipes today. It's a free offering just for listening to our show. Our listeners can meet with us to review their own financial situation for your family or for your business, and there's absolutely no obligation. Visit retirementplanningpipeline.com to get started. Let's kick off the show this week with the wake-up call, why most people misjudge where they stand financially. You can't fix what you don't measure, and most people aren't even close. In fact, as we dissect what assessing your current financial situation properly means, what that really means, what the definition of it, we have to lead with transparency. So, David, most people think that they know where they stand financially, but they're guessing, aren't they? So, breaking this topic open with a question for you. How far off are people usually when they estimate their savings against reality?
This is a tricky question, first of all, because I think it depends on the age group. And why I say that is I think that right now, especially, there are a lot of people with the economical changes in, you know, the environment that we're in now, I feel like people are overestimating how much they need. And again, this is something that I'm seeing now. You know, I think that people were taught certain circumstances for so long. And for you listeners out there, you know, you guys know, I mean, exactly what I'm talking about, right? The financial rules that you were taught since you were young, save, invest, do this, do that. And then all of a sudden retire at the age of blank with blank amount of money. Or, hey, I need this much amount of money to pay for this much amount of income.
You make it sound too easy, though. That's
the sad thing is, though, Jim, is everything's so different now, right? Things change. And we talk about this, and I always go back to it, but you said it just right as far as how it sounds or how you can kind of paraphrase it. But you got to be able to shift your sales. You know, you have to get to the right directions and to use the wind or use, you know, the environment that you have to get you to the right place. Things are going to change. So I think right now for that question, I think that people are definitely right now overestimating. And why I say that is because I would say a good amount of my clients think that they might not have enough to retire. Mm-hmm. And they actually do. And it just has to be planned properly. And again, if you're out there and you're thinking to yourself, I think one of the biggest questions, right, that really everyone asks themselves, even myself, when am I going to have enough? What do I need to be able to retire with the income and lifestyle that I want to live? And it's a big mathematical equation that no one can really figure out because there's so many factors that go into it. And I think that if I'd have to say the biggest mistake is underestimating, of course. Okay. You don't want to underestimate. You don't want to retire and not have the full amount that you need to be able to make it because you don't want to go to work when you're 75, 80, or you don't want to be struggling, or you don't want to not live that retirement lifestyle that you want to live when inflation catches up and hits you, right? I'd say you also don't want to overestimate. That's 2 years of your, you know, your younger self when you want to retire. And that's 2 years that I think that are the most important years, right? We call them, we talk about in the office all the time, our go-go years, right? 65 to 70. Even 60 to 70, right? Then you get into your slow go years, right? But the one of the biggest things I think people miss out on is, and this is goes to Social Security too. So if you're out there listening, you know, I can definitely help with that. But you've got to understand that right now is your time to where you should be doing the things you want to do. And I think that first of all, if you're out there and you have either one of the two of these questions, do I have enough to retire? First of all, that's a big question that I think that we need to address immediately. And the second thing is do I want to retire? Okay. And I know everyone's saying, well, I wish I could, or I want, that's a quick way to understand. And I think that there's an easier way for me to help people either quickly, right, or more efficiently retire. Okay. To give themselves a couple more years, or to give them an idea of how much they can use to retire. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what pushes. And for you guys out there, if that's your mindset and your mindset is, hey, look, I want to know when I can retire, which should be. I mean, obviously, right? You want to. That's the whole goal of working your butts off your entire life is to go retire. Mm-hmm. That's when you sit down with me. So, I mean, you know, you can give us a call. It's 850-565-1705. Again, that's 850-565-1705. And this is something that I think that, you know, when we sit down, I go over some of these topics with you, but mainly it's, hey, look, what are your lifestyle's plans, right? Because you don't want to miss out on some of those years. And also you don't want your money to be in certain places while you're still working and you're planning to retire. Really, there's a bunch of mistakes that you can make. Okay. Have someone at least set that plan for you. Right. And understand that everyone's going to have a different plan. So if you're sitting with the same plan you had 30 years ago, I'm sorry, you're probably wrong. You know,
let me ask you this, if I may. You know, you talk about overestimating, underestimating when you see people and people get older. Maybe they're overestimating how much they have, underestimating how much they actually have, and they're not looking at the facts and not really taking much of an x-ray of their portfolio. Do you think that has to do with the overestimating, underestimating, anything to do with the current day inflation?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, 100% yes. And I think the reason why is because people think the world's the same way it was 20, 30 years ago. The past 10 years will tell you it's not, right? So, you know, cost of living is insane. I mean, you know, even living in, you know, a state down here where we've got Florida and then the no state tax, the cost of living used to be really, really inexpensive. Now you're seeing people move down here and it become more expensive and expensive every single day. I mean, we could talk about, you know, you go to the Publix grocery store, man, you could see the inflation rise. And I think that, you know, once people can realize that you have to change and adapt, and for you guys out there that you just say, oh, everything's planned, I've ran across all of you. I'm sorry to tell you, you know, I hope we can sit down and go over the mathematics of it, but there's better ways to plan your retirement now than there ever was. Okay. Yeah. Right now you're in an economical decision. Rates are a little bit higher. You've got, you know, products and vehicles out there that have grown and really, you know, innovated, right, to the retirees, right? We've got 11,000 people, I think, a day turning 65 years old in the United States, which is super insane. So these companies, right, these financial organizations, financial companies, financial, you know, investment companies, they have to create these products that are going to be, you know, competitive in the market to add the retirees inside their portfolios. This is what you guys want. If you're out there and you're thinking about retiring and you're 50, 55, 60, 65, and you're like, man, I want to plan, you have the opportunity right now. So again, you know, give us a call, 850-565-1705. Again, that's 850-565-1705.
Yeah, exactly right. And, you know, it seems like the one step most people rush through and pay for later is this one right here. So again, don't be one of those individuals. As David mentioned, give him a call today, 850-565-1705, or visit retirementplanningpipeline.com and schedule that free, no obligation consultation. Allow us to inflation, speaking of inflation, allow us to inflation proof your portfolio to ensure a successful retirement future. Coming up later, getting started today. It's not too late, but up next, the financial X-ray. This is the Retirement Planning Pipeline. We're back in a moment.
Visit Retirement Planning Pipeline to schedule your free, no-obligation, complimentary consultation today. The Retirement Planning Pipeline will return in just a moment. Welcome back to the Retirement Planning Pipeline. Alongside retirement planning specialist David Pipes, here's your host, Jim Terabocchia.
Welcome back to the Retirement Planning Pipeline. Thank you for making our show a part of your Saturday on WCOA News Talk 104.9 with new episodes every Saturday at 8 a.m. As we dive back into today's show, a reminder, if you like the content we're providing, subscribe to the YouTube page, youtube.com, and search Retirement Planning Pipeline for weekly video highlights and special content. Every year, April is designated as National Financial Literacy Month, sometimes also called Financial Capability Month in the United States. It serves as a dedicated time to promote financial education, raise awareness about money management, and encourage better financial habits for individuals, families, schools, and communities. And with it being Financial Literacy Month, we're talking today about assessing your current financial situation properly. We talked in that first segment about overestimation, underestimation. And in this segment, we want to break down the financial X-ray, breaking down what you actually have. So, David, assets, liabilities, and the numbers that truly matter. If someone came into your office tomorrow and said, I want the truth, no sugarcoating about my portfolio, where do you start?
It happens all the time, Jim. It happens all the time. I start with saying, hey, look, there's no sugarcoating here, first of all. You know, and I'm sure that you listeners out there and everybody who's, you know, who knows me or, you know, who listens to me, you can tell the difference in what I say and how I come about things and how transparent I am. And I think that's super important in the financial industry. And I think that's super important because there's a lot of advisors and a lot of people who just aren't. Right. And it's some of them might not have the knowledge, you know, that you need, or some of them might just not care as much. Right. But the same time of things, I think that, you know, I treat every single client, every single portfolio, every single situation like a math problem. And there's always an answer to every single, you know, portfolio or, you know, situation for a client. So I think that, you know, if you're going to ask me, I want the truth and where do I start? I'm going to say, I start with saying, hey, look, you know, stop looking at what everyone else has told you.
Yeah.
Period. When you go by someone's thoughts and kind of going towards their path to where your financial success comes from, that's where it can truly mess you up, because everyone, and I stress this so much, everyone is different. And every single listener out there, you can ask me, hey, listener A has this, what do you plan for them? And I would tell you the same answer all the time, Jim. I have yet to meet the client. I need to meet them for 30 minutes, understand who they are, ask questions that they've never been asked before, and find out that the inside details that client needs, right, for the financial advice, for the planning atmosphere. And that doesn't happen. Sadly, the same plan, AI models, or, you know, I mean, we see all the time, financial models, advisor models, they're all just put out there and they're saying, hey, we have a method called this, and it's going to, you know, create this portfolio and it's going to do this. And, you know, and it'll be asset allocated on these different structures. And I just think it's all wrong. I think it's wrong. I think everyone's different, you know.
And you think it's wrong because it's not as personalized as it should be.
It is. Yeah, exactly, Jim. You know, and being personalized, I think, is what made me successful at such a young age in this business. And I have a lot of clients that really, really, really enjoy my transparency. And why I say that is because I could easily be that guy that sits down with someone and says, oh, we're going to make a bunch of money, or, you know, we're going to, the same thing everyone else says, oh, we're going to go and we need to be in the growth stocks, and we need to do this and we need to do that. And, or we're going to do this portion of this portfolio, and this is why it's meant to be back in the 1940s, you know, all that stuff, just that's what everyone else does.
Right.
You know, and everyone else has the structured plan, or, you know, even we talked about corporations the other day, the corporate plan or the structured plan. Sadly, the efficiency goes down But it's a lot easier for advisors. It's a lot easier for financial corporations to just, let's just say, you know, qualify people or retirees in certain areas. They'll just say, hey, you're qualified for this because your assets are here. I met a client of the day, and she's like, well, yeah, the this advisor firm put me in this asset class in my age. So this is, I'm in it with everybody else is in that class. And I'm like, huh? Do you have the same health? Do you have the same doctors? You know, yeah. My client was diagnosed with cancer 5 years ago. Was everyone diagnosed with cancer 5 years ago on the same date?
You know, I would imagine someone like yourself with a mathematical brain, when you hear something like that from a client,
I can't do it.
Your mathematical brain kind of short circuits and says, we need to apply mathematics.
And back in school, you learn this, you know, in college, in actuarial models, you learn what's called regression analysis. Mm-hmm. And the factors, as the more factors, right, or to kind of bring it down to earth, the more things that really affect, right, your outcome, mm-hmm. which your outcome is your income or your portfolio growth or whatever it is, the more things that affect that, you become less probable, right, of getting it correct. Okay, so you're not confident in what you're doing. Right. So, and everyone knows that there's a lot of factors that go into financial planning, right? Inflation, economics, right? Wars. We're seeing it right now, right? With the market. So there's a lot of things that happen that you just can't plan around and you can't be confident about. So the fact that you can just sit there and say that something's in a certain category is just straight up horrendous. You know, you can't do that. And I think that's why I've created a connection with a lot of my clients on that end, because it really shows towards the person's personal views, their, you know, what they want, right? It's not about what the books say, right? Because I mean, there's plenty of clients that can go to, you know, today and say, hey, we're gonna do this, and they're gonna go, David, that's not at all what we talked about and what I wanted. Right. And I think that's why what makes it a little bit different. And if you're out there and you're thinking to yourself, I want a personal connection, or I want to, you know, someone to talk to me as a person first, that's what you need. Okay. You need someone at first on the personal level. Business, of course, is very important, and math comes along with it, and so does finance. But you have to understand, someone has to understand who you are, and they have to understand what your needs are, and then analyze those needs for your best interest. And the only way that happens is if someone truly, truly cares about your needs and your goals, and they have a passion for what they need. So again, I mean, if this is something that you've been looking for, you have 401ks, IRAs, or CD money, whatever you have, and you're thinking to yourself, hey, look, I need someone that I can talk to about what I want to do, or hey, I just want your full advice, that's totally fine, right? Mm-hmm. But just know that there's a lot of questions that you don't know yet that someone like myself should that ask you what you need. So again, you know, give me a call. We can sit down. We can go over this. We can at least look at your 401ks, IRAs, CD money. We'll see what your goals are. We can assess them as needed and really just be transparent about it. Okay. The number's 850-565-1705. Again, that's 850-565-1705.
I have a question for you here, and I wrote something down. I want to ask you, when we're talking about assets and things that are in a retirement portfolio, things that you may see within your clients' portfolios, what do people forget to include that might completely change the entire picture for them?
I think people miss out on what is the, I think it's the personal questions, Jim. I think it's legit the personal questions. I think that asking, hey, how old your son and daughter, or what do you like to do on your free time? Mm-hmm. What do you like to do? You like to go on cruises? You like to golf? Mm-hmm. You know, if you don't want to travel anymore, do you, you know, what do? You like plants? You like gardening? What do you like? You know, so I think that is a big misconception.
Right.
And I think that first of all, you know, to go back to the straight up the truth, which is this segment started on, you can't just go into something and say, okay, I've got your needs. I'm going to take five questions down. Usually it's your income level, your age, your health class, and your, you know, or your liquid assets or your non-liquid assets. And then they just classify you. And sadly, that's how the world has been taught. That's how the country's been taught in the financial industry. And it's just different, you know. I mean, and people can say, well, I did okay in the market. Well, yeah, I'm sure you did all right. That's not the point of things. The point of it is it's set up down the road to do what you want to do. Mm-hmm. Right. You know, you can have $1 million, but if you don't plan it right at the time where you're starting to retire, that $1 million is going to be gone in 10 years.
Well, let me ask you this too. So I have another question I wrote down as well, and it has to do with net worth. So talking about having $1 million and maybe whatever your net worth might be, is your net worth enough as a retiree? Or is that kind of, when you're talking with clients, is that sort of misleading for them when it comes to their retirement portfolio?
It's very misleading because mm-hmm. net worth can mean a lot of things. I mean, sure. You know, net worth can mean assets that are in the inheritance realm that'll never be sold, right? So I think a lot of the times I go towards liquid assets. Okay. Liquid assets are super important because that's what's meant to be used for retirement. And you know, not just the retirement side of things, but used in general, and you can use those funds to really accumulate. Hmm. When you've got non-liquid assets, right, real estate, something like that, you know, you don't have the option to sell it in the matter of 2 or 3 days, right? It's not liquid, right? So you have to have a buyer come in and buy it, or even if you have, you know, really anything, right? So I think liquid assets are the most important thing mm-hmm. in a net worth profile. And people even add, I don't even know why they do this. People add primary home in their net worth. I'm like, you should not do that. I don't care if you live in $1 million, $2 million, $3 million home. It doesn't matter. You live in it, right? The moment that you decide to not be emotional and sell that home and buy something smaller is the moment that you have an asset. But that's a place of primary residency. You can't qualify that. You know, you sell it, you nowhere to live. So, you know, you got to go buy another home anyways. So, I mean, it's, you know, I don't classify it as net worth. Now, other real estate, rental properties and things like that, I do. But I think the net worth is thrown around a lot. Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of it's wrong. I don't think a lot of it's right. That it fluctuates, you know, because you can always, you know, let's just say, guess what a real estate property cost now that you bought 30 years ago. Well, guess what? Has it sold yet?
Yeah.
Have you got an offer on the place yet? Has it closed? No. So you don't know. A real estate property is the value of that property is what someone will pay for it. You've never even tried to sell it. So you have no idea what someone's going to offer you. Someone can come in and offer you, you know, $100,000 less and you take it, and guess what? It's $100,000 less than what you thought it was worth. So, you know, I think a lot of things, you know, they're streamlined. But I think to get back to where we were, if you're out there and you're thinking to yourself, hey, look, where are my asset classes and how do I use them, right? That's the most important thing. And I think that's – if you want the truth, right, the truth and the transparency is – you should be able to maximize your income when you retire and plan that before you retire. So hear that again, maximize your income. I don't care if you have too much income coming in, you can always reinvest, right? Or you can always use it on something else that you want to do in retirement. But I'm seeing a lot of times you go to a financial advisor or people come to me after their financial advisor and they put them in this portfolio that has nothing to do with what they've actually planned. I saw it last week, right? Mm-hmm. This client at $800,000 and, you know, they put them in a 60-40 portfolio and it's like, what are you doing? Like, what? That's not what the client asked. The client wants to be able to, you know, so, but then again, I just do things differently. Mm-hmm. You know, I look at what the clients really care about. And again, if you're out there and you're listening and, you know, in this sounds like something that you've been struggling with, right? Or, you know, you have questions about what do I do with the money that I have, or how do I save it, or how do I, you know, compound on what I have without the risk? There are so many things you can do, right? And instead of just getting pushed into the market. And if you want to go in the market, great. But there are so many alternatives now that you could really use to compound your growth with the majority of funds that you have without having to risk it. So if you have that question of, hey, I've got these assets, or I've accumulated this wealth, how much do I need to do this? Or how much do you know I want? How much can I make? Or how much, you know, please come to me. We'll sit down. We can talk about it. You don't pay me a dime to sit down with me. So again, my number is 850-565-1705. Again, that's 850-565-1705.
Yeah, and talking about Financial Literacy Month, sometimes it's not just learning the basics, but it's also understanding assets, liabilities, and numbers, as we've talked about in this segment, and really getting a grasp on how that all would affect your retirement portfolio. Again, David mentioned that phone number, 850-565-1705. Or you can visit retirementplanningpipeline.com. We're back in a moment. This is the Retirement Planning Pipeline.
Helping you take control of your financial future. This is the Retirement Planning Pipeline.
We both lie silently still in the dead of the night. Although we both lie close together.
You check your account balance and realize you have no idea where your last paycheck actually went. Bills are piling up, that nagging anxiety kicks in, and you wonder, how did I even get here? If that hits too close to home, you're far from alone, and April just happens to be the one month of the year the entire country stops to do something about it. I'm Jim Tarabocchia for the Retirement.Radio Network, powered by AmeriLife.
Financial literacy is so important because it's what you're going to base the rest of your life on, resource-wise.
John Ford of CNBC bringing up an obvious but important pointer about money and finances. April is National Financial Literacy Month. It started back in the early 2000s when Congress realized too many Americans were leaving school without the first clue about how to manage a paycheck, a credit card, or a financial future. Fast forward to 2026, and the problem hasn't gone away. In fact, nearly half of U.S. adults still give themselves a C- or worse on money knowledge. And as CNBC's Bertha Combs tells us, one of the best investments you can give yourself, learning how to manage your money.
You know, we all work very hard for our money, and we should learn how to make our money work for us. And I think if you invest in knowing how to manage your money, that it will pay off as you get older. It'll pay off in your life.
It's about knowing enough to stop making the same expensive mistakes and finally starting to make decisions that move your financial life forward. So here are five quick financial wins you can achieve this month. Review one monthly bill and see if you can cut, renegotiate, or cancel it. Follow that with pulling up your free credit report and spot any surprises. Next, set one small savings goal. Even $20 a paycheck counts. Don't forget to learn just one new money concept, like how compound interest actually works for you instead of against you. And maybe the most powerful one, sit down with your partner and or your kids and have one honest conversation about money. No judgment, just a real talk. While Financial Literacy Month won't fix every financial bump in the road you may have, it can be the month you finally stop feeling helpless about money and start feeling in control. So pick one thing, do it this week, because the best time to get smarter with your money was 20 years ago. The second best time? Right now in April. For the Retirement.Radio Network, powered by AmeriLife, I'm Jim Tarabocchia.
Planning for retirement doesn't have to be overwhelming. Get expert insights, tools, and personalized strategies to secure your future. Visit RetirementPlanningPipeline.com today. Your retirement, your plan, your peace of mind.
This is the Retirement Planning Pipeline. Last week, we did part one of our five-part retirement plan readiness series. And if you missed that and want to catch up or even listen to previous episodes, go ahead and subscribe and listen to the program in podcast form on Apple, Spotify, or whichever platform you enjoy your podcasts. All right, stay with us because coming up, turning retirement goals into reality. But right now, it's time to present this week's financial wisdom quote of the week.
And now for some financial wisdom. It's time for the quote of the week.
And our financial wisdom quote of the week comes to us from American author Jim George. And Jim said, quote, "It's not how you start that's important, but how well you finish." Our thanks to Jim George for providing us with our financial wisdom quote of the week. And a reminder, if you like the content we're providing, we're on YouTube. Subscribe to our YouTube page, youtube.com, and search Retirement Planning Pipeline for weekly video highlights and special content. Moving along with the show, the income illusion, what you'll actually live on in retirement. It's not about what you have, it's about what pays you. So let's take this a little bit further, because this is where I think people, David, really get tripped up. You can have a big 401k, a house, and maybe even some investments, as we talked about in the last segment, with the assets that you may have in your retirement portfolio. But none of that matters if you don't get it to translate to income. So how often do people confuse wealth with actual income?
I see it all the time, first of all. And when I say I see it in terms where I don't understand why people think that having a 401k of $1 million and letting it sit there and looking at it is helping them at all. You know, right. I think a lot of people have that, what's called the opposite way, but they like to look at it every day. You know, it gives them this satisfaction to see the money. I have a couple of clients like that, and they just like
it's an OCD thing
and just see it. And I'm like, yeah. Well, you could see it anywhere. You know, I mean, I don't understand, you know, and I think it takes away of what people can actually do and create the wealth. But if there's anything that I had that I could say that wealth is, it's having the freedom. And when you have freedom, you have freedom from income, passive income. You have freedom from income without working, without an obligation. That's wealth.
Right.
Right. So you transition your $1-2 million of your 401k or your IRA into income, and you're, you know, generating $200,000 of income, and you have no obligation to go work. There you go. I mean, you just created yourself a wealth lifestyle. You have no expenses now. All your stuff's probably paid off. You know, and then if you don't use the full 200 or you don't, you know, use 100 of it, you reinvest it. Right. I mean, it's not that difficult, but I think a lot of people get nervous on taking money out, and they don't want to live. Or the corporations embed the nervousness in them. It's like, oh, well, it's not going to last. You got to make sure it lasts this long. Don't take it out. There are so many ways and plans that I've done for clients where they're like, how? I didn't even know that was available. That's yeah. Crazy. Right. And I think that many people out there misjudge what you can actually do. And I think that truthfully, income is wealth. The more income, when you're maximizing your income, especially in retirement, that's when you can really say that your wealth is there. Because, you know, you can't, someone making $50,000 a year and they spending all of it, and then they're $1 million or somewhere, but that $1 million in real estate, you know, isn't really doing anything. I mean, that's just, you know, I think wealth is freedom. I think that the income streams that come off of what your assets are is what gives you that wealth. I think everyone in either planning for retirement or, you know, in retirement should understand that, you know, when you maximize your income and you're able to really figure out how that 401k or IRA is going to be an advantage to you. Mm-hmm. That's when you can really start to build a portfolio or build a plan. But, you know, a lot of the times people just kind of sit still. I think that as we go down the road, right, planning your assets, and that goes back to the quote of the week, mm-hmm. planning your assets at the end is the most important part. We, you know, everyone always knows this, but you listeners out there, I'm sure you guys all know Elon Musk, right? Or Jeff Bezos, right? These guys have billions. I don't think people understand that the reason why they have billions is because they use their assets to create income on other sides.
Right.
Right. And that's where I think people miss out on. Now they're using their assets as collateral to bring an income, but it doesn't, you can make money off money easily down the road. Right. And I think that's where the income side really plays a factor is, hey, look, if I can make 5% of 100K, it's totally different than 5% of a million. Right. Yeah. So, being able to understand that and understand that now you can be more conservative, but also, you know, compound on growth when you can, right. And we go over that on different episodes. If you're out there and you're looking at yourself and you're saying, hey, I want to retire, right? Or again, I don't know how to retire. I don't know how much I need. I'm definitely not close. Check it out. I mean, it's a free consultation. Sit down with me. We'll go over your 401k. We'll go over your IRA. You don't have to have a minimum. I'm not going to sit here and say, hey, you had to bring around, you know, at least this much money. That's not who I am. Okay. I help everyone. So, you know, please just give us a call. Give me a call. We'll sit down. It's to my direct cell phone number. Okay. And we'll sit down and, I mean, we'll go over your plan and, you know, hopefully I can help you out. Hopefully I can retire you earlier than you think and more efficiently. And you can be more confident in your retirement, you know? So give me a call at 850-565-1705. Again, that's 850-565-1705.
You brought up a great point too, talking about how true wealth or true wealthy people have time to themselves, or they've got a lot of time on their hands and they've got that type of freedom where they don't need to be at a certain place at a certain time. And if there's ever a mark, I think, and this has been said before, but if there's ever a true indicator of true wealth, maybe it's the fact that you have so much time that you're able to sort of budget to one thing you may want to do. Maybe you want to golf, or maybe you want to go out on the boat. Maybe you want to fish. But having that ability to just use your time the way you'd like without having to be somewhere really might be the mark of true wealth.
And that's the sad thing, Jim, is everyone wants to, the corporations out there in the world today wants the working class to work, and you don't want them to stop working, right? And I know it's, you know, it's going to happen forever, but I think being the different side of things, and I'll never not be unique, right? That's the one thing that I think that I bring to the business and why my success is where it is, because people don't hear what I say often. Right. And I go against a lot of the things that are literally born and bred into everyone. And I think that it's just super important to understand that when you're building your retirement plan, or when you get down to the point of where you are starting to understand, hey, I'm going to retire sooner, or how much do I have, or is my 401k enough, or is my IRA enough? That's when you have to understand that, what are you building from that? You're building the wealth part. You're not building what's just there, right? And if you're putting your money away and then, you know, you're leaving it for a legacy plan, that's totally different. But most retirees are out there to build for themselves, to be able to use, and to be able to use that money to for the wealth side.
Right.
Because the income comes in and it gives them the wealth. It gives them the freedom, right? That freedom is the big word.
Where freedom, retirement, that should be the word of the show today, by the way.
Freedom. Should have, and I think with freedom comes confidence. Mm-hmm. Because when you're free, you can feel confident in what you're doing, right? And I think that a lot of the times retirees just aren't confident, and they don't have the freedom because they're so wrapped up in what everyone else says and what every other advisor tells them to do, or keep working, or delay Social Security. Don't put an extra $30,000 a year in your pocket. It's all bull crap.
Yeah.
Okay. Don't listen to the people that aren't you. Okay. I can't say it enough. That person, when you don't take your Social Security, and again, if you guys are out there, listeners are out there, and you're hearing one thing today, listen to this part. Nobody should tell you when to or when not to take amount of income that is literally you paid for and that is given to you, except you. Mm-hmm. You're the only person that should have an influence on that. Okay. Because you're the one who paid for it, and you are the one, okay, that worked for it. So the same time, you know, you're going to have a 30, 40 year old tell you, we're just going to wait. No, I mean, come on. It's your money. You think they care? Nobody doesn't go to their bank account. It doesn't affect them. Right. So I think a lot of the times, if you ask anyone, hey, you want more income, they're going to say yes. And that's the exact question about Social Security every single day that I meet clients on. And I think that's the same thing with 401ks and IRAs. People don't want to plan. They don't want to show you how to plan this income for your IRAs and 401ks because they don't want it to go, right? The corporations don't want the money to go in your pocket. They want it to stay in their pockets.
Sure.
So again, give me a call. I mean, we'll sit down, we'll create a plan for you and really go over the fact of, hey, look, let's maximize your income. Let's make sure you're set up first, not the company. Okay. The number is 850-565-1705. Again, that's 850-565-1705.
Yeah, professional guidance is key here. So if anything that we've shared on this week's show makes sense to you and you can use some help with that free no-obligation retirement consultation, as David mentioned, the phone number, don't hesitate to give us a call. We do this show to bring important information to people like you. And we do love meeting our listeners. Visit retirementplanningpipeline.com. Again, that's retirementplanningpipeline.com. Or call 850-565-1705 for your personalized investment confidence checkup. Coming up next, final segment of the show. Are you ahead, behind, or in trouble? We'll talk about it next. This is the Retirement Planning Pipeline. Thanks for listening. We'll be right back.
Your retirement questions deserve real answers. Call 850-565-1705 to schedule your free, no-obligation consultation today. Why do you lock yourself up in these chains? Missed part of today's show? The Retirement Planning Pipeline is available wherever you get your podcasts and at retirementplanningpipeline.com.
ABBA and Dancing Queen bringing us back into the Retirement Planning Pipeline. That song, by the way, from ABBA hit number one on the Billboard charts this week in music history back in 1977. A little throwback there. You're listening to the Retirement Planning Pipeline, the show that delivers expert insights, actionable advice, and real-world financial strategies to help you retire confidently and comfortably. Jim Tarabocchia here alongside retirement planning specialist David Fipes. Thank you for making this show a part of your weekend on whichever platform of your choosing. All right, final segment of today's show, the gap reveal. Are you ahead, behind, or in trouble? I don't know exactly what you need to fix starting today. All right, this is the moment of truth. We've looked at the numbers. We've talked about income. Now it's time to connect the dots. So, David, once again, someone finally sees their real financial picture. What's the emotional reaction you usually see? And furthermore, what's considered on track versus maybe at risk?
Man, I definitely say that the one thing I get the most is they want to retire way sooner than they ever thought. That's usually the reaction. And the reason why is because like I said before, you know, we're brainwashed a little bit. We're told certain things. We're told to leave certain things in the market at certain points. And I think that we've had such a really good run in the market in the past 10 years. Mm-hmm. I think people are at a way better advantage than they were back in the day, because, you know, when you have the crises that you had, the 08 crisis, things like that, people don't, I mean, it was hard for people to retire at that age, right? So when you think about that, and you know, you lose 30%, right? 30 or 40% of your actual 401k, it puts a hole in your pocket, right? But I think now the market is so high, I can't tell you how many clients have lucked out and just have gotten so, you know, overly confident because of the position that they're in right now, right? Locking in those gains and putting some into income, but also being able to still stay in the market as well to take care of what they take care of. Mm-hmm. So I think it really is get a sign of relief, I think, for a lot of clients. Mm-hmm. And they're just, they get excited, I think, you know, and I love that part about my job. Well, I wouldn't say my job, I'd say more like my passion or my career. Mm-hmm. Because I don't look at it as a job. I look at it, you know, really as a hobby or a passion. And I love how I can create an instant feeling for a client to understand how confident they can be in their retirement with just basically creating that solution for them. Yeah. And it's a really cool feeling to have someone tell you, I mean, almost twice, three times a week, hey, look, I'm retiring because of you. Mm-hmm. You know, I wasn't planning to retire for two more years, but I want to retire now because of you, David. So, mm-hmm. I think that's one of the best feelings I can say that really hits my heart. I actually go on my wife all the time and I tell her, I said, you know, it just, I love it so much because of the people that I help. Right. And, mm-hmm. and it's not an easy subject, right? Math is not easy. So being able to do math at a fast stream of pace, like I do, and being able to solve a problem efficiently and quick, and for each client, and then to explain it to them to the way they can understand it. Because I think that's the other problem, Jim, is people aren't explaining anything. So people don't even know where their money's at, why it's there. I feel like that's one of the most important things is education, right? And you don't have to know everything. You're not going to know every stock or every, you know, mutual fund, but understand the basics, understand what they do, why they do it. People love to learn, even though they don't want to learn. Learning something new is always kind of exciting. Right. So whether you know, whether you want to learn it or not, you know, especially about your own money. And I think that's what people want nowadays too, is like, hey, look, I've got all this money, but you need to tell me what the heck's going on, right? At least give me a gist of something, right? And I feel like a lot of the times people don't even do that. And I really take that into factor, you know, sitting down with someone, getting the whiteboard out, going over each number, why things matter, and then getting them to go, oh, and nod their head, understanding things. That comes from, you know, from calculus two, calc three tutoring back in college. Getting someone to understand that stuff's awesome, but getting someone to understand their own money, I mean, that's just something that, or their own income or their own retirement plan, and the fact that, you know, that they can now understand how they can correlate their own funds into what they've always wanted or what they wanted to accomplish. I think it makes them feel good too. I think it makes them realize, hey, look, I did a dang good job, you know? And I think a lot of people could have that feeling more. And I think a lot of people could be more excited about it. I think more people could actually spend more money than they are, Jim. I think a lot more people can spend more money. And again, if you're out there and you're thinking to yourself, David, I want to spend more money, I just don't know how to, give me a call. We can always sit down. I mean, you know, and I think that's what happens a lot of the times, is people going back to it, people overestimate how much they need, or people overestimate what they want to do in their wealth and their freedom. Going back to this, to the second segment, really overcomes what they actually want to do. Right. And I think, you know, sitting down in the reactions of clients, especially being the age that I am, you know, when I always bring it up, people always say like, oh, why do you, you know, but I like to bring it up because it's different being, you know, 28 years old in the business and being successful so fast, because of the different scenario, the different strategies that I pull out for each client that makes sense, that just mathematically makes sense. That, no, I mean, you know, and I always say to someone, I'm like, you think I'm successful because of my age? Like, no, like, I mean, you know, that's the opposite, right? So I think just being able to show a client more about their specific goals and needs and how to achieve those and how to become confident and love it, that builds a relationship that you just can't imagine. You know, I mean, someone being thankful for you, you being thankful for them. You know, the Lord's blessed me to be in this business and to, you know, give me the mind that I do. You know, I would give it all to him. You know, he definitely put me in this position to help people and make an impact on all my clients and all my colleagues as well. You know, I can't tell you how many times I'm talking to a colleague about what they should do, or they have questions for me, calling me every day. So I think it's just a cool experience to really sit down and understand what you guys, you listeners out there need, and less about what we want to talk about.
Right.
And I see that in all my seminars too, Jim. I'm like, listen, you're all here. You're here. I want to know what you want to know. Right. I mean, here to sit here and talk about blah, blah, and whatever equation that comes out to whatever amount you need. I don't want to bore you to death. Right. I mean, that's not why I'm here. Why I'm here is to make your life a little bit easier, make your retirement easier and simpler, make you more confident, make it efficient, and just really, you know, give you that freedom that we talk about and get you excited to spend money for once in your life. I hope you're excited to spend money. And that's what I hope I can kind of instill in every client. Again, so give me a call, you know, and we'll sit down. I mean, it's really not. I think a lot of people are like, oh, well, I need time to do this. I mean, I'm right downtown Pensacola. Mm-hmm. It takes 30 minutes to meet me, right?
Yeah.
You give me a call, we set an appointment. It's really not that tough. You know, a lot of times people will call in and say, oh, I know you're busy. Well, yeah, but I think the cool thing about what I do is I kind of spread things out so that I have callers that can call in every week. I leave about 2 or 3 days of certain time slots open for these callers. So again, if you're out there and you're thinking, I don't know if I can get in, please just give me a call. Okay. Leave a voicemail. If I'm not there, I'll get right back to you. Yeah. I'll probably answer the phone. But the phone number is 850-565-1705. Again, that's 850-565-1705.
The one thing I love that you said there, you talked about with your seminars, hey guys, what do you want to talk about? That's the equivalent, the financial equivalent, if you will, of knowing your audience in the radio and podcast world, certainly. Okay, so let me ask you this question. Now we have to kind of cover somewhat of the negative. If someone, we talked about if someone's ahead or someone's on track with their retirement right. portfolio, let's talk about if someone's behind. So if someone realizes that they're behind, this is kind of a self-explanatory type question, but really from your perspective as a financial advisor, how urgent is it for them to act?
Oh, I mean, it's urgent. But
right.
I also feel like...
Well, how do you calm their nerves too? Because they probably know how urgent it might be, but they're coming to you hoping that there's an explanation.
I think that, first of all, calming nerves is a little bit different because being transparent, mm-hmm. a lot of the times, if you know, you'll know you're behind.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, every client that I've met that is behind, they know. They don't think they can retire. And the ones that do think they can retire are the ones that, you know, might not have a lot of debt,
mm-hmm.
Might not have a lot of expenses, which can definitely, you know, can definitely help out. But I think they know, and I think that's why they're still working. Now, a lot of the times when they think that they're behind, they might be behind a little bit, but the thing is they've had things going on. They have kids in college. They spent their money elsewhere. You know, maybe they had a big medical bill to pay. I mean, it's tough to have that conversation, Jim. It really is. And I've got two clients now that I have to have that. I had to have that conversation with them, but we're also, there's always solutions to every problem, mm-hmm. you know, and I always say this, you don't want to keep digging your hole. And I think it's really easy to keep doing that, Jim. So if you out there and if anyone's out there thinking, hey, I'm behind anyways, I'm not going to have enough money anyways. I might as well, you know, I'm telling you, you know, don't dig that hole. You don't want to be 70, 72 with the stress on your back. And there's ways for us to actually catch up. And that's the cool part, Jim, is there's ways that I can actually help catch up on the income side. Mm-hmm. Now, the growth side, you can't predict what the market's going to do. Right. So I can't say, hey, next year is going to be blank, blank. No, I mean, that's, you know, that's not going to happen. But there are ways now where you can lock in certain rates for income or something like that that you need with the money that you have to be able to roll up and lock in what you have. You know, and there's always ways to prolong the situation too. So there's solutions. I think that they're very, very, you know, it's easy for a financial advisor to stray away from those solutions and just say, hey, go with someone else, because it's first of all, the client, you know, might be a little bit less assets, right? Then might not have as much money. So a lot of financial advisors are like, oh, I don't want to take on a client, you know, but that's just not the way to do it. First of all, to do anything, that's just, you know, that's just not the way to do it. And second of all, you know, I think that it's pretty hard to figure out a way to catch back up. And I think that's what's super tough. That's where the competitiveness and the, you know, and the drive to figure out a solution to every math equation comes in, Jim.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And those are the hardest ones when, you know, you might have four or five solutions and you have to find all of them and yet find out which one best fits the equation. Right. And that's how I kind of tell people, you know, that there might be one small solution, but that solution might not get you to where you want to go. Or you might have, in your terms, Jim, you might have one sail bent right and one sail bent left and you're not going anywhere. Right.
Yeah.
So you got, you know, you have to shift certain things and during certain economic times and take advantage of what's out there. There's always opportunities out there, whether it's interest rates, whether it's the economical world, whether it's the market, certain asset classes. So I think there's always going to be advantages out there. And that's kind of my passion and what I do for clients is to be able to figure out those advantages and help clients kind of get back on track. So I like helping people that are a little behind. I really do. Or the process of getting there. I think it's pretty dang cool. I really do. I think it's, you know, it makes to pull someone out of a place that they thought they were in is a lot cooler than putting someone in a place they already knew they were in. Right. So
billing. Right. Yeah.
You know, so having someone say, oh, I thought I was going to retire when I'm 70, saying, oh, I can 67 now. Wow. Okay. 3 years, you know, of difference, of freedom, of wealth, we like to call it, you know? So it's just a totally different, And yes, it's not an easy topic to talk about, but it's not easy for you listeners out there, anybody who's listening. It's not easy for you to come to someone and say, hey, you know, I didn't do the right thing, you know, and listen, 90 something percent of people in this world don't know what they're doing with their finances. They're not intelligent.
Hence financial literacy month.
Yeah. I mean, they don't know what they're doing, you know? So, they think they know what they're doing. They think that bank account's saving money and just sitting in there and not making anything and not compounding, or they think that they're, you know, their 9% interest on their cars, you know? So there's a lot of things that people don't realize in the compounding and mathematical finance world that really change where situations go. Don't feel like you're in a hole, right? Mm-hmm. Don't feel like you have no one to talk to. That's what I have a passion for. I love it. So if you're out there, even if you're, you know, you think you're in a good way and you want to plan that retirement and you want to say, hey, let's take my assets and plan the income plan and the growth plan, or you're a little behind. Hey, David, how do I step up my, you know, my game a little bit on planning for that retirement? Either one. I mean, you know, both are very, very, very important, because if you mess up the top side and you don't plan it correctly, you can mess the entire portfolio up. On the bottom side, if you don't care about it enough, you won't retire even longer.
Right.
Right. So they're both very, very important. I think the biggest part is, of course, getting to know the client and what they want and their goals. But I think that understanding the difference of, you know, of portfolios and understanding where the conditions are and what opportunities are, actively managing is another big, big topic out there that sadly people are getting lazier and they don't want to do. So I think that, you know, if you're out there, again, you've got 401ks, you've got IRAs, you've got CD money, and you're thinking, hey, David, plan this for me. How much can I make? What can I do? Or how much, you know, I need this much amount of money. Can I do that with this? That's where I come in. Okay. Sit down with me. We'll go over that, and we'll make a pretty quick plan for you, make it efficient and make you confident. And we'll, the famous words, you know, we'll make you retire pretty fast. And that's fun to talk about. Right. So, let's plan your retirement. Let's get you retired. Let's make you some money. Let's get you, you know, happy. Let's get you confident. Let's get your wealth. Let's get you there. Let's get that cash flow in. You know, let's make you confident in your retirement. So give me a call today at 850-565-1705. Again, that's 850-565-1705.
And here's the good news. We're not doing this to scare people. We're doing this so they can take control. Because next week, we're going to show them how exactly to start closing that gap. So if you've been avoiding this step, this is your sign. Face the numbers, because clarity is where control begins. We love hearing from our listeners. Again, David mentioned the phone number. If you have any questions, visit retirementplanningpipeline.com. Schedule that free, no obligation consultation. Let's chat. Give us a call, 850-565-1705. Again, visit retirementplanningpipeline.com. as well. If you missed any part of today's show, don't forget to subscribe to the program in podcast form on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe to the show on YouTube. You could see us doing the show on YouTube, video clips. Search Retirement Planning Pipeline on YouTube for those clips and special content as well. And next week, part three of our five-part series of catching up on your retirement plan, we'll be talking about maximizing your retirement savings contributions. Thanks for listening. This is the Retirement Planning Pipeline. We'll talk to you all next week.
Thanks for listening to this week's episode of the Retirement Planning Pipeline, the show that helps you take control of your financial future. Whether you're 5 to 10 years from retirement or just getting started, retirement planning specialist David Pipes has the strategies, tools, and experience to help you make the most of your nest egg. Take control of your financial future and get started today by visiting retirementplanningpipeline.com. And if you missed any part of today's show or want to catch up on past episodes, be sure to subscribe to the Retirement Planning Pipeline wherever you get your podcasts.
Not affiliated with the United States government, AmeriLife agents do not offer tax, legal, or investment advice. Consult with your tax advisor or attorney regarding specific situations. Opinions expressed are subject to change without notice. These opinions are not intended as investment advice, nor do they predict future performance of any product. All information provided is believed to be from reliable sources. However, we make no representation or warranty as to the accuracy of any statement. This information is intended to be educational in nature and does not provide a guarantee or specific result. All copyrights and trademarks are the property of the respective owners. AmeriLife assumes no responsibility or liability for the content of this message. The information contained herein is provided on an as-is basis with no guarantees of completeness, accuracy, usefulness, timeliness, or the results obtained from the use of this information. Charles David Pipes and Steven Zarek are individually licensed and appointed agents. Learn more at retirementplanningpipeline.com.
Investment advisory services are offered through Brookstone Capital Management, LLC, BCM, a registered investment advisor. BCM and AmeriLife are separate companies but are affiliated through common ownership. Insurance products and services are not offered through BCM but are offered and sold through individual licensed and appointed agents, not affiliated with Social Security, Medicare, or any other federal program.
Well, the cost of living these days is high, as you probably know, just about every time you step into the aisle at the grocery store or pull up to a gas pump these days. But it's right now in the middle of America Saves Week. And so what we're going to talk about today is how in the world you can actually prioritize saving when things are so expensive out there. And joining me now to talk more about that is Shikha Narula, who is the head of Consumer Deposit Products, Transformation and Rewards at Bank of America. Shikha, thanks so much. Nice to talk to you again.
Nice to talk to you again, Matt.
It really is a kind of a tough thing for a lot of folks, I think, to sort of wrap their head around these days. Is like, well, you know, everything's so expensive. I feel like as soon as the money comes in, it's got to go right back out the door. I know you all do, surveys and ask folks kind of how they're feeling, get the temperature of things as far as saving and spending go on a pretty regular basis here. What are the latest numbers show, first of all, about how people are feeling right now and kind of what they're prioritizing in their financial lives?
Yeah, so according to our Bank of America data, 52% of people are listing savings as their top priority. Yet, 72% expect inflation or the high cost of living will impact their financing. So as consumers, struggle with that, what I would say is automating your savings can help. There are tools that do the work for you, whether it's Bank of America's Keep the Change program that automatically rounds your recent debit purchases up to the nearest dollar and transfers the change from your checking to savings. I think that's a great way to automate your savings. I think the other thing you can do is set up recurring automatic transfers from your checking to your savings account, so the money moves before you have a chance to spend it. So, there are ways consumers can help themselves by paying themselves first automatically.
Yeah, I love that. Automating things is so helpful. I know in my everyday life as well, just if I don't see it happen, I don't have to think about it happening. It just kind of happens in the background. It's so, so helpful. And, even if, people are struggling today to, just with high cost of living and inflation and all of that, they may think that, well, if I prioritize saving, if I cut back on my spending, if I do all of these things, it means that I can't have any fun in life. I can't treat myself every once in a while. How can people sort of strike that balance?
Yeah, I think it's about cutting back, not completely cutting out. So nearly half of Americans say they tend to prioritize spending on day-to-day treats and experiences over saving for the future, according to our Bank of America data. So the desire for those small joys isn't going away, and that's okay. So instead of cutting them entirely, scale them back intentionally. Maybe opt for a lower cost version of something that you love, or maybe it's a latte out on Fridays instead of daily. The other thing I would say is define what brings you joy. So start by reviewing your past spending to identify your joy spending categories. It could be, maybe a specific hobby. It could be dinner with loved ones. And then use the 50-30-20 budgeting framework. So 50% of your after-tax income to cover your needs like rent. Put away 30% towards things that you want, including those joy spending categories, the dinner out with loved ones maybe, and then 20% needs to be directed towards spending. So as you're consciously directing that 30% towards things that bring you happiness, I think that will help balance things out with long-term savings goals.
Yeah, prioritizing there. And you know, I mean, when people are thinking about saving, you know, maybe they're thinking about saving for, you know, a big purchase or a big event or something like that. Or maybe they're thinking about just building up an emergency fund over a period of time. But if they're saving for something big like that, maybe, you know, emergency fund, which I know that a lot of folks say about 6 months of expenses is what should go into an emergency fund. So that's a big goal to have. But also something like maybe buying a home or saving up for a wedding or whatever. How can they break those things down into maybe smaller, more achievable steps so it doesn't seem so daunting?
Yeah, I think savings for those bigger moments or those bigger goals, it can feel a lot more manageable if you break it into smaller steps. So maybe split it, maybe it's that down payment towards your home or that emergency fund, maybe split it out in 5 or 6 chunks, and then set milestones for each of those chunks. And as you hit those milestones, make it a point to celebrate. So that's one way you can try and stay on track. Give yourself a deadline, set clear deadlines for both those milestones as well as the overall goals, and maybe try and link each of these goals to a dedicated savings account. So that way you're keeping money separate from your checking, and that removes this temptation of spending it. And, you know, hopefully then you start to see that progress that you're making towards each one of those smaller chunks, and then make small adjustments which can add up along the way. So free up the extra cash for your goals by taking a look at some of the smaller, easier to overlook expenses, like maybe you have subscriptions that you don't use anymore, or maybe you know, you're using rideshare for short distances. Maybe if you were to scale back on some of that, it can help you redirect maybe even a small, modest amount each month towards those larger goals and see yourself make progress.
Yeah, those little things definitely do add up over time. That is for sure. Well, just about time to wrap things up here, Shikha, but anything else you wanted to add, maybe where folks can learn more or get more information about America Saves Week or some tips there where, you know, they can just learn more about what we've been talking about?
Absolutely. I think there's a number of digital tools that are out there. Bank of America customers can access Life Plan, which is a great way for them to, you know, look at the personalized financial goals and track progress. As part of America Saves Week, there's a lot of information that's out there. Consumers can go to americasavesweek.org and learn more about America Saves Week. Listeners can also visit bettermoneyhabits.com to get more financial guidance and savings advice that we discussed today. So those are some of the resources that I would point listeners to.
Very good. Shikha Narula is the head of Consumer Deposit Products, Transformation and Rewards at Bank of America. Shikha, thanks once again. Really do appreciate your time.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.